From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, April 15th at 8:55. We have Chip Nellinger on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Chip.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. Seeing some quiet trade today, mixed in the grains here. We've got corn up a little bit, beans down, wheat down. Did have a little bit of news yesterday afternoon on the planting progress report. Corn plantings at 4% versus 6% a year ago. Beans only at 2%, lagging in the south where they've been so wet. We do have an open window here for a few days, so planting activity will be increasing before we get some better rainfall chances across many areas of the Corn Belt into the weekend. So long weekend ahead of us, no markets Friday. So the market taking a little bit of a breather in here today. We currently have May corn futures up a half a cent at 485 and a half. July futures up 1 1/4. 4.93 3/4. December new crop up 3 cents, 4.65 even. That's just 1/4 cent off the day's high in the December. It's been seeing the bull spreads weaken, meaning the nearbys losing versus the new crop gaining more than what the old crop have here for the last couple of trading sessions. So that could be the start of some shifting of more focus onto the new crop. In beans, we are seeing some lower trade today. May beans down 9.5 cents, 10.32 1/2, just a penny and a half off the session lows. July beans down 8 3/4 at 10.41 1/2. New crop November down 5 3/4 at 10.22 3/4. Soy products also lower. May soy meal down 4.50 a ton at 292.60, with May soy oil down 10 points at 46.22. In the wheat, it's been a choppy session there. Currently down 3 3/4 in the May Chicago, 5.43 3/4, just 1/4 cent off the day's lows. That is about 7 or 8 cents off of earlier highs. May Kansas City down 4 1/4, 5.51 even, and the May Minneapolis down 2 3/4 at 6.02. The wheat market likely responding to much better chances of some meaningful rainfall in some of those growing areas throughout Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and even up into Nebraska. And that's supposed to hit in the next few days. So seeing us pull off our highs a little bit in the wheat market. Over on the livestock, mostly higher in the cattle complex. We've got the nearby Aprils that are soon to go off the board here, up 50 cents, 204.45. The June's up 75 at 199.82. August live cattle up 80 at 196.62. The October's up 82 at 195.90. Feeders also higher, adding on to some triple digit gains from yesterday. May feeders up $1.05 right now, 282 even, with the August up 132 at 287.47. September feeders up 127 at 286.70. And the November's up 120, 282.72. The hogs are mixed. Nearby June hogs down 22 at 94.90. July's down 7 at 95.42. Then turning higher in the deferreds, August up 22 at 93.95. December's up 52 at 71.62, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Chip. Have a great rest of your day. We'll take a listen to your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, partly cloudy and windy with a high of 58 degrees, a northwest wind 20 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 40 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with patchy frost and a low of 35 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 63 degrees, northwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 45 degrees, southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, and for Thursday, partly cloudy with a chance of showers and a high of 68 degrees and a south wind 10 to 20 miles per hour.
There is a frost advisory from the National Weather Service that's in effect starting at 2 a.m. tomorrow on Wednesday until 8 a.m. across central Illinois. Frost could harm sensitive outdoor vegetation. Sensitive outdoor plants could be killed if left uncovered. Again, that frost advisory is 2 a.m. tomorrow on Wednesday until 8 a.m. Currently here in Urbana, cloudy skies, 47 degrees, feels like 26 degrees. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580, Illinois Soul FM 101.1, and WILL FM 90.9, HD3, Urbana.